We are continuing Surah An'am, and the verse I recited is verse number 104. Certainly clear proofs have come to you from your Lord. Whoever therefore sees, it is to his own gain. And whoever be blind, it is for his own loss. And I am not a keeper over you. So Allah is saying about Basairu min Rabbikum is a clear proof from your Lord. So what clear proof Allah is talking about? When we did tafsir in last majlis, Allah gave a lot of verses about the proofs about his Tawheed. And Allah says, after saying all those things, Allah says that certainly the clear proof has come to you from your Lord. Whoever therefore sees it, it is for his own gain, or whoever be blind, it is for his own loss, and I am not a keeper over you. When he says, I am not keeper over you, Allah is using prophet's sentence in the Quran, because prophets used to say, I am not keeper over you. So Allah used same words. So what is the light and what is the blindness? The light is faith, light is the knowledge, and blindness is disbelief and ignorance. So everybody is responsible for their own deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if you believe, it's for your own self. It's your own benefit. وَكَذَلِكَ نُصَرِّفُ الْآيَاتِ وَلِيَقُولُوا دَرَسْتَ وَلِنُبَيِّنَهُ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْمَلُونَ. And thus do we repeat the signs that they may say, you have studied, and that we may make it clear to people who know. Because they used to accuse Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you've been taught by people of book. So Allah says, that's why we repeat our verses. Because they used to say that you've been taught, you have learned, you've been studied. Tarasta is learning by reading. Tarasta means learning by reading. So because you've been taught by people of the book. Allah says, that's why I repeat my signs in a different way, so they cannot say that you've been taught by people of book. And to make it clear to the people who know, the people who really understand Quran, they can understand, and it can be clear to them what Allah is talking about, because the people who are, Quran is for the people of the wisdom and people of the intelligence, you know, because Allah says, you all cannot write one surah like this if all human and jinn get together. An ignorant person will not understand this challenge, but who is knowledgeable in the language and the science and art will really understand this challenge. It's impossible. So it is for the people of understanding. Allah has shown this by changing his words to different way. It is the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although the stories are from the ancient time, they say this is the Quran, nothing but a story from ancient time. But can you say Surah Yusuf like that? So it is for the people of understanding the way the beauty of Quran is, with the language and the knowledge and the truth and the wisdom and the science together and the jurists. Everything is such a great miracle that nobody can copy it. Ittaba ma uhiya ilayka min rabbika la ilaha illa huwa wa aris anil mushrikeen. Follow what is revealed to you from your Lord. There is no God but He, and turn away from the polytheist. Ittaba. Allah says, follow me. Ma ohiya ilayka min rabbika. Ilayka min rabbika. Allah is totally talking to Prophet one to one. Ilayka min rabbika. To you from your Lord. Such a clean, such a clear love and mercy of Allah is encompassing Prophet. Follow whatever is revealed to you, my Prophet. La ilaha illa huwa. And he's talking about himself. La ilaha illa huwa. He is the one. There is no God but him. Wa'ar is anil mushrikeen. And turn away from the mushrikeen. What is the meaning of turning away from polytheist? Just leave them alone and just don't worry about them. It doesn't mean that. It means that don't try to put Islam in their throat. Don't force them. Don't try to kill yourself because they are not following you. Be in the middle, you know. You know, your job was just to tell them, and that's about it. Because we read the verse, Vama ana alaikum bi hafiz, when we read the first verse, 104, that I am not a keeper over you. Because Prophet is not a keeper over them. We read the first verse, right? Vama ana alaikum bi hafiz, I am not a keeper over you. So that's why Allah says, Wa'ar is anil mushrikeen. Stay away from mushrikeen, because you are not a keeper over them. It is between their Lord and them is a slave, a direct relationship. Your job was just to give the message. Now it's up to me. So just don't try to overdo things. Because there are a lot of verses in the Quran, Hakim, the Prophet, would you kill yourself about this? With this pain and agony that they don't believe me. Now Allah explaining further. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكُوا وَمَا جَعَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلٍ And had Allah pleased, they would not have associated others. And we have not made you a keeper over them, nor are you over them a guardian. Allah said that if I wished, they would not have associated. If I wished. Neither you are a keeper over them, nor the guardian. So what is the meaning of keeper and what is the meaning of guardian? Keeper is more than a physical sense, is a creative load. That keeper to take physical health, long life, physical well-being, protection. What is Wakil here? Wakil is a spiritual guide. Allah is the keeper in the physical sense and a Wakil in the way of a spiritual guide. So Allah, it is Allah's role to be the Hafiz and the Wakil. Prophet role is just to give the Rasalat. Allah said, if I wish, they would not have associated. We will discuss further in our verses about Allah's wish and how Allah's wish works. Inshallah, we'll discuss. وَلَا تَسَبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسَبُّ اللَّهُ عَدْمًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ كَذَلِكَ زَيَّنَا لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ عَمَلَهُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ مَرْجِعُهُمْ فَيُنَبِّهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ And do not abuse those whom you call upon besides Allah. Or they will abuse Allah in revenge without any knowledge. Thus unto every nation have we made their behavior seem fair. Then unto their Lord is their return. So he will inform them what they used to do. Allah said, don't say bad, don't abuse their lords, otherwise with the animosity, that they'll abuse your lord. And Allah said, further said, thus for every nation we have made their behavior seem fair. Then unto your lord is your return. So he will inform you what you used to do. Imam Jafar Sadiq Alam says, Allahumma salli wa sallim. Indeed, polytheism is more hidden than the walking of an ant on a black, smooth rock in a pitch dark night. Polytheism is so subtle that like on a black rock in the dark night, an ant walking. Who can notice that ant? That's how the polytheism is hidden. And if you, without knowing, says their lords wrong, you put them down, they will go in the anger and with the books and hatred, and they'll say bad about your lord. And when they do that, you are responsible for that. You are responsible for that. So we have to be careful for protecting our Lord's dignity, because we become part of it. Allah says that unto every nation we have made their behavior seem fair. Zayyana come from the zenith. Okay, zenith means decorative things, decoration, something attractive. So there is zina of this world. The decoration of this world is like good things. We as a human being are needy, right? We need to eat, we need to drink, we need to marry, and we need to think, right? These are our basic desires. And Allah has given a lot of zina for these things. To drink, there are a lot of halal drinks. To eat, there are a lot of halal things to eat. To marry, there are a lot of halal ways to marry and have children. And to think, there are a lot of positive thinking and creative thinking and spiritual thinking, so you reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's closeness, right? These are the zinas, right? And also there are zinas which can distract you towards hellfire. Same thing, what you is halal can become haram for you. What you eat, halal thing can become haram for you. Like if you have haram money and you buy a halal thing, it becomes haram for you. Just because you had haram money for that food becomes haram for you. Same thing, with drink, and same thing with marriage. You know, if you married, if you did not marry right, and you brought children, it's haram thing because you don't marry. Same thing with the thinking, that on one end you can think positively and reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and another way you can think with a satanic thinking and you go towards hellfire. إِلَّهِ مَرْجِعْهُمْ فَيُنَبِّهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Then they all will be returned to their Lord. Then He will inform you what they used to do. Right? We do this zina, we do these things, right? And we return to our Lord with this amal, halal and haram amal. And we don't know the reality of this amal. When we go to judgment, this amal will take their shape. And then you will say, Allah says, summa ilayhi marjihim, فَيُنَبِّهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah will inform them what they used to do. We will really know this amal, how this amal was. The veils will be removed from the curtain. The veils will be removed from the amal. Then Allah will inform you, this salat you did was not right salat. This salat was right salat. Allah will show the reality of our deeds. Because the shaitan comes and waswasa comes. So what happens, that some people follow halal zina and they go to the higher level, and some people go into the trap of shaitan and lose themselves. Why? Allah gives chance to everybody. Allah gives chance to everybody. But if somebody who follows his desire and does not listen to Allah, and he just wants to do things, Allah will guide to a certain degree, then afterward Allah will, with his izan, leave him alone. And he'll fall into the trap because he did not try much. He didn't try much. Because if Allah would have given everybody the same chance, that okay, everybody gets same chance, then there won't be any point of perfection in the degrees of people. Everybody would be same. Then where is Allah's justice? And where is self-purification? There is the beauty of everybody growing to some beautiful levels. Everybody would have just same level. Where would be the beauty of this kind of thing, that some became Hussein and some became Ashabi Hussein and some were not Ashabi Hussein? This beauty will never be seen otherwise. And some followed the desires and became Shaitan and became Yazid and his followers. وَأَقْسُمُ بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ لَإِنْ جَاءَتْهُمُ الْآيَاتُمْ لَيُؤْمِنُوا بِهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَمَا يُشْعِرُكُمْ أَنَّهَا إِذَا جَاءَتْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And they swore by Allah with the strongest of their oath that if a sign came to them, they would most certainly believe in it. Say, signs are only with Allah, and what should you know, that when it comes, they will not believe. They used to say with the strong oaths that if the sign comes to them, they will follow. Allah says, tell them that all the signs are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah says to the believers, you don't even understand that even the sign will come, they will not believe. Allah is talking to believers now. Why? Because they have not worked. They had put in their heart the arrogance. Their heart was full of arrogance. They wanted to stop prophets preaching. Allah did not purify their heart because they were treacherous. When they were treacherous and they did that, Allah took away the tawfiqat because of their own behavior. See, there is always in the universe cause and effect. Cause and effect on the creative level and cause and effect on legislative level. Cause is an effect. I give example of cause and effect. If I go to gym and exercise, my muscles will be big. On the creative level, Allah gave this rule of cause and effect on the creative level that my muscles became big. On the legislative level, I give example. I come to the dust, I learn, I pray to Allah, Allah give me tawfiqat. Because I did it, Allah did that. If you do not do that, Allah do not do that. Why they are not believing faith? Why they don't have iman, even they are ceasing? Because they did not work hard in themselves first, in the beginning. But besides this cause and effect, there is one more thing beyond that. One more thing beyond that is what? That even No matter cause and effect are there, the final will is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Final will Allah is up to Himself. Because He sees the inner secrets of our heart. He is Latiful Khabir. Cause and effect are still superficial. He is the real Latiful Khabir and He is the just. That's why we always beg to Him that La tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Don't die but Muslim, because it has to be from Him. The final word even come from Him for the faith. وَأَبْصَارَهُمْ كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهِ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَنَظَرَهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. And we will turn their hearts and their sights even as they did not believe in the first time. And we will leave them in their contumacy, wandering blindly. Allah will turn their heart away and make their eyes blind. And as they did not believe the first time, they will not believe again. And Allah will leave them wandering. Leave them wandering. Why? Because they did not try to work hard on themselves. They were not sincere. So now, there are some hadith about upside down heart. Because Allah says, I'll turn the heart upside down, right? So, fifth Imam says, it means that we overturn their heart such that bottom will be on the top and we turn their side blind so they will not be able to discern guidance. The heart becomes upside down. So, Mawla Muttaqiyan says about the struggle, jihad. Jihad, first jihad is with the hand, right? Second jihad, if you cannot do with the hand, is the tongue, right? And if you cannot do with the tongue, then you do with your heart, right? That you agree and you don't agree, because you cannot do anything else, right? But if your heart is not even doing jihad, which is the least amount of jihad, then Allah turns your heart upside down. That's what I'm seeing a lot of Muslims. They're okay with everything. They did not fight with the hand. They did not fight with the tongue. They did not fight with the heart. Now what happens? They say everything is right. Haram is right. Halal is right. Maybe halal is right. Haram is wrong. They go upside, their heart is upside down. They don't remember Allah. They don't appreciate Quran. They will not see the difference between haram and halal. Maybe they like haram more than halal. Because Allah has turned their heart upside down. Because of their own deeds. Allah was not responsible. Their own action was responsible. They stopped jihad with the hand means hand jihad is making halal money as giving to mass. This is the hand of jihad. People have changed the definition of jihad nowadays. Walking on your feet and going to mass is a jihad with your feet. Annana nazzalna alaymul malaikatu malaikata wa kallamul mawta wa hasharna alayhim kullu shay'in qablan ma kanu li yuminu illa an yasha Allah walakinna aktharuhum yajhalun. And even if we send down the angels to them and the dead spoke to them and we mustered all things before them, they would not believe unless Allah pleases, but most of them ignore. See, it comes to that level. Allah says, that is in my hand, it's my final will. That even if we send angels to them and the dead people talk to them and we bring everything, they will not believe. They would not believe unless Allah pleases. Illa an yasha Allah, subhanallah. Allah has to please. That's why we beg to Allah to have faith. Allah will only give faith to the pious heart. Allah sees how much the piety is there, how much you struggle for Allah's sake, how much was you try, how much you were humble towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much you begged to Allah to have faith in your heart. Then Allah will give you heart faith. Because these things, you know, like they thought this way, because they said that if you bring the sign, will believe in you. Allah says no. Even I bring angels and they talk to you and I bring everything, you will not believe unless I will. Why? They thought that these things are independent of Allah. They thought that the faith is independent of Allah, just seeing your intellectual mind and seeing the sign and believing in. Allah says no, I am here, that's why I'm your Lord. So you worship me, you beg me to give you faith. Unless I don't, and I'll give faith to the right heart. Otherwise, every intellectual person, professors, should be Muslim, right? There are a lot of professors in Islam who are not Muslim. You know that. They don't have faith. They know it, everything's right. Because, but they could not get faith because Allah did not give izan, because they were not humble. They were from inside, they were very arrogant people. Their mind was working like shaitan. Shaitan knew Adam is better, but his heart was not clear. ذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيِّينَ عَدُوَ شَيَاطِينَ تَلْ إِنسَ وَجِنِّ يُحِي بَعْدُهُمْ إِلَّا بَعْدٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ مَا فَعَلُوا فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ. And thus did we assign for every prophet an enemy, the Satans from humans and jinn, who inspire each other with fleshy words to deceive. And had your Lord pleased, they would not have done it. Therefore, leave them with what they forge. Subhanallah. Allah made for every prophet enemy from jinn and human being. And they used to inspire each other with fleshy words to deceive each other. If Lord did not wish, they would not have done it. So leave them with what they forge. See, all these prophets has had enemies, including our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah made enemy for them. And enemy were from jinn and human both. Who are jinn? Jinn are the, you cannot see this creature. This creature is unseen with our naked eyes, but they have free will, and they can become mu'min or they can become shaitan depending on their deeds. Just like a human being can be mu'min and shaitan. They are mu'min and kafir. So the whispers start from jinn. They whisper unto the weak people who are not believers, right? And they whisper them, and they inspire with decorative words who are deceiving about Prophet. And then first start from the jinn goes to the humans, and then humans start whispering to each other. And Allah says, I did so that they become enemy of Prophets. Allah said, it was from me to do that. Why? Because Allah wants to test everybody. Allah wants to test that jinn. Allah wants to test that human being. And Allah wants to test the Prophets. To raise Prophets level high, Allah always help Prophet, because they ask Allah's help, Allah help them. That's what Prophet used to say, oh Allah, don't leave me on myself for a flip of second, for a lama. Don't leave me on myself, because he wanted Allah's help all the time. That's what we should be, because we see in today's world, we have believers here and everybody is their enemy. Why? Because Allah wanted this way. Allah wanted this way. Why? To raise. See, we came here for perfection. And perfection will not ever happen unless we go through the testing and trial of this world. That's why Allah says that some will I'll get, some I will not guide. It has to be from my idhan. Because Allah sees who is ahel, who is eligible for that. Allah sees this. Allah tests and tries. So we should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when the testing and trial come from believer, we are knowing that this is testing coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are ahadith that if a believer goes to the top of the mountain, Allah will send bala there for him to test and try for him. Even he goes to the top of the mountain because Allah loves him. This is to purify him, to raise his station high. Now we see Shajra Tayyiba and Shajra Khabisa. A purified tree and a najis tree. Shajra Tayyiba is Muhammad Ali Muhammad. Shajra Khabisa, the tree of Bani Umayya, the wicked tree. Allah created Bani Umayya for Shajra Tayyiba, Muhammad Ali Muhammad, to torture them, to give them hard time, to raise their station high. You see, from Abu Sufyan down to Yazid, they were always against Muhammad Ali Muhammad. To the level that they became the enemy of Prophet, they became the enemy of Ahlul Bayt. Abu Sufyan has so many fights with Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, enemy after enemy, and they surrounded so much. But Prophet was never left alone the way Imam Hussein was left alone, to the point that the jinn and ins, they got so much together on the 10th of Ashura. The 30,000 soldiers were on one side, whispering of shaitan affected, and they whispered to each other to the level that Umar Asad and Shimr, and they got all together to the point that Imam Hussein was left alone, and he said to the point that, is there anybody to help me out? Because he was so alone. Mawla, we wish we were there. Mawla, we pray to Allah to hasten the appearance of Imam so we can take revenge of your blood. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.